Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
I'm so glad you've joined me on today's weekday meditation. Today, I want us to take a look at Paul's writings in the Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6. And the scripture says, "And I am certain that God who began the good work within you will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." Paul is writing and he's saying, "I am so doggone certain that God loves you so much that when you invited him into your life in the presence of his Spirit, that he started working on you, and he's never going to stop as he draws you closer to living more for him until finally we find ourselves in heaven." Friend, this is good news that none of us are perfect, and some of us have totally messed up in our lives, but God, when we trust him, will never stop working, will always continue a good work in our life. So today, as we prepare to meditate, I invite you to thank God in this prayer for his ongoing work in your life, and I invite you to invite him and welcome him to continue that work. God, thank you that you started a good work when we trusted Jesus as our Savior, and you're never going to be finished with me until the time I arrive in heaven. But God, I'm grateful that you're working on me. I am a mess at times, and I'm so grateful. Lord, continue that work, and I welcome your Spirit to do his work in my life as we go through this day. In the name of Jesus our Lord, amen. And now, friend, let's prepare to meditate and tell the Lord a couple of things you're grateful for today. God, today I'm grateful for these two things, and then finish that statement. And then bring one thing before the Lord that you know only he could do in your life today. And he may choose to answer this over the course of time. He may choose to do it instantaneously. And he may choose to use ways we couldn't even imagine. But trust the Lord with great faith, the faith of a mustard seed, that this one thing you're bringing before the Lord that he would do that would be for your good and his glory. God, today, would you begin this work of doing this, whatever that sentence finishes with. And now I want to give you a couple of moments and let the Lord speak the peace, power, and direction that only he can into your life. And when your mind begins to wander in the quietude and solitude of this time of meditation, remember this mantra that you can just speak God's word back to him. God, thank you for the good work you do within me. God, thank you for the good work you're doing within me. God, thank you for the good work you're doing within me. I'm going to mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. You listen for the Lord. And God, thank you for doing the good work in me.
Well,
I'm so glad you joined me to receive peace, power, and direction today. And I encourage you, even on the weekends when this meditation does not run, that you would still get your day off to a great start by finding solitude and quietude and listen for the God to speak into your life, because He's going to continue His good work in you until He's finally finished on the day that He returns. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.